I am speaking with Bobby Likas of the Car Clinic and the Car Clinic Network, and he is on tour this week, going to a couple of places to learn a little bit more about ethanol. And one of those places is Argonne Laboratories, I understand. Is that where you were today, Bobby?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we just left there not within the hour, and I'm amazed at all the research and development going on new fuel technology with all sorts of engines, to include hydrogen, ethanol blends, diesel, and a dual fuel. From what I can determine and what I can see from what my actual eyes and witness today is that renewable fuels and the engines that are determined to use renewable fuels, such as ethanol, are a fact of our futures. I'm proud to say that.
Now, at Argonne, they do a lot of research into especially the advanced biofuels and cellulosic ethanol. And some think that really cellulosic is kind of maybe a fantasy, that it's never going to happen. What have you learned about it, and what do you think?
I learned that that to allow the market, given the prices of gasoline and the current little dip in the price of gasoline, if you kill the need for alternative fuels, i.e. lower gas prices, as we're witnessing today, you tend to stop the drive to find solutions to oil independence. It's important that we not allow a temporary reduction in prices to steer us away from our goal, which is to reduce our dependence on oil altogether. It appears that we're just simply burning oil up into thin air when we can grow our transportation needs and our transportation fuels, i.e. through cellulosic and, of course, the corn-based ethanol as is currently on the market.
You're trying to get out there and talk about ethanol, especially as it relates to engines and car engines, because that's what you know best. What made you decide to go ahead with this opportunity, this partnership with the ethanol industry, to educate people about the fuel?
My colleagues, the technicians of the world, and my peers need to know the benefits and be aware so that when they meet face-to-face with car owners on a daily basis, they can give the correct advice as to the benefits that ethanol provides. A prime example of that is Ford Motor Company's new engine, the three-cylinder EcoBoost engine that they just created, what uses high compression to create cleaner burning power from a smaller, more fuel-efficient engine. So we're creating engines that get better MPG, run more cleanly, and that forces the need for assist to turbochargers and high-octane additives and fuel blends such as ethanol, and E15 is a perfect solution to that problem. In my years in the automotive service industry, in my 21 years at Car Clinic Network, it has been my goal to share what information and education that I've learned throughout my lifetime. And I was, and we all probably were, a part of this mid-70s oil embargo, which really opened my eyes that we need to make changes. And those changes are fuels that are homegrown, America's fuel, if you will, and that's ethanol. It's not a silver bullet, but we have to and should allow and open our minds to a solution to reduce our nation's dependence on foreign oil. And I am really excited about partnership with a Renewable Fuels Association. They certainly have done their due diligence, and they've got that persistence to stick to it, is this that I, too, feel such a passion for.
Well, I know you're getting ready to get on another plane here and head to your next stop, which is Ricardo. So, Bobby, thank you very much for taking a few minutes out of your schedule, and we'll talk to you more later this week about what you're learning about ethanol.